You know, do the thing.
Well, why am I always doing the thing, man? Why don't you do the thing?
No.
I always have to do, why don't you do it once?
Dance, monkey.
No.
Dance.
No.
I will sit here.
I am in first place.
I understand.
I should not be demeaned in this way.
Yes, you should.
Damn you. When I get the belt, I'm going to make your ass do it.
I'm not going to do it. I'm
going to make you do it.
Nobody wants that.
I want it.
No.
Everybody wants it.
You want to surrender your catchphrase?
No, but I want to see you do it once.
I'm pretty sure I've done it.
No, you haven't.
I think we've had this kind of, because I think you say it, because like for you, wasn't it always like a bligga blah? Didn't you have like a G
in
there?
We had a whole philosophical
debate. And for me, it was
always
blicka blah.
Yeah. No, we've said it different ways, but you've never done it in my voice. Ooh, we should make Matt do it.
We could. We could make Matt do it when he loses the league.
We'll just have him record it.
Yeah.
Him doing it like several times.
Yep.
For us.
Sadly.
Yeah. Like, I gotta get a happy one, I gotta get a sad one, I need a whole plethora so I can use it to mark his what his feelings should be every week to week. Done. I'll do it if we promise to do that.
Okay.
Like a blow.
I've lied to you.
I fucking hate you so much. but not as much as League hate me. So, fuck you guys.
Yeah, they do hate you, don't they?
They're not a fan.
Yeah, I'm not a fan either.
I noticed.
Yeah.
That's why I said nine. I've heard not good things come my way recently. I, for one, could not understand why.
Well, we just got our way through week 12.
Cool. We're going into week 13.
We made it through week 12. We missed last week because I was on the shelf with an illness. I am still kind of on the shelf with an illness, but I'm working on it, man. Working on it. What we have to catch up on is a whole bunch of stuff happened really quick in week 12. I beat the shit out of Joe.
You did.
And I needed that because it felt good.
You did, actually. You did need that.
Yeah. It's nice to have two must-win games in a row, arguably three, and I'm one for one.
There you go.
I got one more. Well, two more. We'll see. We'll talk about that later. You didn't quite beat the shit out of, but just normally won
that
against.
That makes it sound like I like eked out a fucking victory. No, Jason put up his best performance of the fucking year, and I just casually topped it.
Yeah. How much were you sweating?
When I realized that my last player to play was going to include Justin Fields and I need 20 points, I was like, realistically, man, all I need is him to do 10. Just give me 10, and I'll be all right. And then we got to halftime, and he had 5, and I was like, I feel okay here. I could do better, but like, good Lord, Chicago, could you please get a quarterback that's worth the name?
I don't think it's the quarterback. I mean, he didn't play it well, but the coach. But could,
two
have
fumbles,
you,
two interceptions.
Have you that?
Yards.
That's Josh Dobbs. Have you ever?
Josh Dobbs had 4 interceptions.
Have you ever seen that many screen passes outside of a high school football game?
I was surprised that DJ Moore didn't have 40 points in the morning off 100 yards, considering he got 800 fucking targets within 5 minutes.
There was a point in time, I think, where he had like 12 or 14 points based on like 8 catches for like 2 yards.
Yeah.
Like it was insane.
Like, I remember watching it at the bar last night, and it was just like, and there's another 2 yards to DJ Moore, and followed up by another 4 yards from DJ Moore. Hey, just round it up. Here's another 4 yards from DJ. You got other players, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you think Fields knows this? Think Eberflus knows this? Who's your OC these days?
Getsy. Luke Getsy.
I know he doesn't know that. I'm not even going to ask.
He doesn't. He would be the one who's dialing up the screen. I saw a meme, you know, the meme of the Uno card that says, do a thing or draw 25, and that's the picture of the guy with the entire hand of Uno cards.
Oh, yeah,
the thing I saw was, run anything other than a screenplay,
draw 25. And then that
he picture. Drew three decks of right. cards. It was yeah. just like, no.
Yeah. They bad. They real bad. And they should feel bad. I've never felt, as a Bears fan, that I did not feel good about that. Like, I felt like I needed a shower after that. I was like, I don't even think I wanted to win that game.
The Bears made the Vikings rethink their quarterback situation for a hot
when you lose to the Bears like that, when you lose to a team who failed to score a touchdown, you got to reevaluate some things.
What, you know what my favorite part about the game was? Sitting at the bar with a bunch of Chicago fans and one Viking fan at the very end of the bar. And he came in late. He came in at halftime and he was like, I'm not looking for start no shit. I can't watch it at the house. Girl, not let me have puck TV. I'm here to watch Viking game. And they were like, bro, welcome to the party. Go Vikes. And I was like, what the fuck is happening here?
Welcome to Bears fans.
And then everyone at the bar was collectively pissed when they kicked the field goal.
Yep. That's how I felt. I was like, this is, I hate. Until that game, teams that failed to score a touchdown, 0-28.
Yeah.
0-28 this. Yep. Yeah.
If we had kickers, that would have been the kicker to have this week.
There's a chance that if they lose that game, Matt Eberflus is fired today, and I'm in a much better mood. But here we are.
That's fair.
Here we are.
I mean, to be fair, I still thought the same thing with Staley, and he still has a job, Mike.
All I needed was for Chris to do one thing.
Which was?
And not screw me again. And he couldn't beat Eric. I think I'm going to blame Chris for this, but I'm going to blame myself. But I'm going to blame the Chicago Bears and Matt Eberflus because it's their fault. But I'm going to blame Josh Dobbs and now I'm going to blame NASA.
How many points did Josh Dobbs end with?
Josh Dobbs got himself a whopping 8.35 points.
He
could have had 35. You know the real thing? The real thing, because like, here's the thing. Chris didn't win this game, or didn't lose this game. Eric straight up won this game. Because Eric had Daniil Hunter on Minnesota, who got 15 points as a D lineman.
Chris didn't lose this game, Mike. We stole this game from him.
Well, sure. I also needed him for my game because I don't know if you noticed, but Josh Allen got 40 points.
Oh, I did see that.
If there's a team that needed Jalen Hurts, that would be my team. And I needed him. Got him. And it worked. It worked. I needed it.
I would have been in relatively the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to have McCaffrey.
With that trade that went through, it's nice to know that like after doing all of the math, I still would have lost to Chris last week, so it's fine. It was completely irrelevant to the outcome of that game.
That's the thing. It didn't change either one of our futures.
No.
It did kind of screw Chris in a way I didn't see coming. Because if you told me that Josh Dobbs was going to have
a complete meltdown against the Chicago Bears.
Yeah. And what's worse is I told him to start. I swear to God, Mike, if Chris wins with Russell Wilson, I don't know that I forgive myself for that one. It's a lie. I would immediately. But, like, I feel bad about it for a second.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
To look.
You'll be okay. Oh, we'll talk about it later.
That's right.
Matt, in classic Chicago Bears form, playing up to his team name, got annihilated by Caesar, who, by the way, now is quite a bit above Matt in the rankings, but at the time was not. Matt, is this true? Matt is the lowest scoring team on the week by a pretty wide margin.
I did a real bad to Chris.
What?
You would have won if I hadn't said a fucking thing.
What did you do?
I told him to start Josh Dobbs over Russell Wilson.
Why?
Because it made more sense.
The Bears Bears defense has been top eight for the last like 4 weeks.
Josh Dobbs has been good for like 30 points. When I told him, I was like, man, I don't know what you're thinking, but like if I had the choice between Josh Dobbs and Russell Wilson, man, Josh Dobbs feels like a smarter play. And then we had that whole discussion about, you know, Monday games. But like,
well, you know, there's an easy way to fix this. We'll just call Eric and Chris a tie. I'll go ahead and just put that in. And
no, just give me another win because I technically won that match too.
Nah, you're good. yeah. So Chris in a heartbreaker against Eric. Eric in a must-win game. For his playoff hopes, managed to eke one out and occupies the. Well, we'll do the standings a little bit. That leaves us with Dan. And Carlos.
Two men that are fighting for relevancy.
Yeah. To reference something I said in the chat last night, Eric winning is what keeps Dan in the playoffs currently in sixth. Because if Chris won, Dan would be in seventh place right now. And wondering what went wrong. Still place. Might be wondering what went wrong.
Week 11, second place, riding high, can't do anything wrong. Week 10, wait, that was week 10. Week 12, sitting in seventh place going, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, I mean, Mr., what is he up to now? Mr. 18 running backs? Who knows? Putting up a 30 burger on him, just a solid win. A solid team win.
Him on his face.
For Carlos here, and could have probably, I think, didn't he leave? Yeah, he left some points on the bench with Jacoby Myers.
Dude, there's a reason why I wanted him. Jacoby Myers is a sneaky good player right now.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, Dan also left some points on the bench with Chuba Hubbard of all people.
Yeah, but that one doesn't make sense. Like, that goes back to the whole Chris thing. Like, I wouldn't. And yeah, I would be wrong.
There's nothing Dan can do to win this one. Unfortunately, he made, you know, most of the correct calls here. You know, I'm looking at this matchup and I'm going, hey, I forgot Dan had Stephon Diggs. That might have been helpful to Matt. And then I look at Matt's matchup and I'm like, doesn't matter. Don't matter at all. You know what might have been helpful to Matt's matchup? Playing Bijan Robinson.
How
do you bench Bijan Robinson at this point in the season?
After a week where Art Smith?
Mm-hmm.
Figured out that, oh yeah, Bijan's good. Maybe I should just give him the ball. The following week, you look at him and go, nah.
You know what the fucked up thing is, though?
But he still loses.
Doesn't matter. Still loses by a mile. Like all those like, ooh, I fucked up and I left this player on the bench. Doesn't matter. Eric's didn't matter because he left two huge ones on the player. He left what's his name? Jaden Reed and the other guy.
Oh yeah, that's right. I realized this the other day. And a fun, not so fun fact: Jason might have been able to beat me if he had another linebacker or DB.
Wait, did he have Jason? Did you not start? Oh no, he had DBs. He just he left Campbell in. Jason. That's a rookie mistake. One that Chris has made a number of times. And weirdly enough, usually wins when he makes that mistake. Anyway, that's a longer review than we had planned to do. So we'll buzz through the standings real quick. Clyde at the top. Woo. Joe's at two. Ooh. Eric at three. Yeah. Me at four. Carlos at five. Dan at six. Caesar. Right on Dan's tail, and my tail, and Carlos's tail, for that matter.
Gonna lump all three of those in the.
Caesar's in seven. Okay. Chris tied with Caesar in eight.
Feel bad.
Matt is in nine.
Where he deserves to be.
Jason's in 10.
Where he should be.
And honestly, if Jason can squeeze a win out somewhere, Matt'll be in 10.
Yeah,
because it's Matt. Jason has more points for than Matt. Matt is the only team, not above 2,000 points. That's the champ, y'all.
He
will not, like, man, how do I say this in a way that I can't be confirmed? He is going to be so over the fucking rainbow at the next draft, he won't know his name. Like, homie will be sitting in first class on a flight over the apartment or house.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Are we punishing him for something?
No, he's just going to be high as fuck.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Got it. Okay. Yeah, because that was his mistake this year, was not getting high first.
He's going to be so, he's going to be up like 30,000 miles above our feet. Whatever. He's going to be high. He's going to be so fucking high. I think me and Matt should just get absolutely fucking plastered before the draft.
Sure. I'm here for it.
Me too. Matt, make it happen.
At this point, based on how my season's gone this year, I might as well join you.
Says the guy who I'm pretty sure will be making it to at least the semifinal.
So I'm happy that you brought that up. Jesus, because Christ. Because here we go. Instead of power rankings and instead of playoff odds, we're going to run the playoff machine. Let's talk about week 13. In week 13, okay. I play Carlos.
Yes, you do.
You play Chris.
I do.
Jason plays Joe. Mm-hmm. Matt plays Eric. And Dan plays Cesar in quite possibly the most important matchup of the week.
That is extremely important. So, that has implications.
With the playoff machine, I'm sorry to throw all this at you guys. Bear with me.
Numbers are going to be
shouldn't involve too many numbers, but will involve a bunch of variations. Really, there's only kind of two that matter. So let's assume.
Well, there are things that we can go ahead and say outright right now. I will be in first. Joe will be in second. More than likely.
That is not necessarily true.
I'm always in first.
Because Joe and Eric have the same record right now.
Oh, that's right. I forget. They're both 7-5.
They're 7-5.
Well, I will be in first, and Jason and Matt will be in the cellar. Done.
That is likely. Yes. Either way. So let's assume that you manage to somehow beat Chris.
Oh, no.
Okay. That then leads to, who do we want to give a win to?
I think when I was looking at it earlier, I had Dan losing this week.
Okay. So we're going to go against projection. We're going to say Dan loses to Cesar. Okay. That, immediately, before we do anything else, puts Caesar in the playoffs and Dan out. Now, what if, let's assume Eric beats Matt's trash.
Okay.
It is projected to be close, though. So, what that does is clinch a spot for Eric and puts him at 2 overall.
Until Joe plays.
Until Joe plays Jason. Now, Jason put up 200 points this week. So, this is possibly anybody's game. Jason also lost Jonathan Taylor this week.
That's right.
So I'm going to give that one to Joe.
I'm going to take a sidestep here and say Jason should have taken any of the 150 offers I gave him that included Zach Moss.
Jason should have taken any of the 4,000 offers. I'm sure that he was offered because I heard about most of them from everyone who offered them. So I'm going to give this one to Joe. Jason.
Just assume the fact that you heard all of the offers of the people you know. Imagine how many Joe gave him.
True. Yeah, because Joe doesn't tell me about the trades he makes. Or the offers. I should say the offers that he makes.
I imagine that the exploding offers that Joe gave him was like once every 15 minutes.
Fair. I always forget about the exploding offers. Okay. So I've now given Joe a win in the playoff machine.
Okay.
That immediately puts Joe over Eric in the standings.
Okay.
And also clinches him. So we have 1, 2, 3 clinched.
Yeah.
Well, not spots, but playoff spot. The playoffs are clinched. That leaves me right now, before I do my matchup with Carlos, me in third, Carlos in fifth, and Caesar in sixth. If I win, that's cool. And nothing happens. I just go to 7-6.
Everybody stays where they are.
If Carlos wins, that's cool. Nothing happens. But
you switch with Carlos.
I switch with Carlos. However,
okay,
if Dan wins,
see,
and I win, I clinch, Dan clinches, Carlos is in sixth, not clinched. If Carlos wins, same exact scenario, but I'm in sixth, not clinched, and Carlos is up in fourth, clinched. Dan, with a win, clinches, assuming all these other things happen.
So Dan wins, he's in.
Mm-hmm. The Aaron winner
wins, he's in.
Right. Joe wins, he's Joe in. Wins, he's in. The winner of me and Carlos is in. Assuming this is all true. Now,
okay,
if somehow you lose,
yeah,
to Chris, all that stuff I said,
mm-hmm,
ignore it. The bottom three teams no longer clinch and everything is chaos. Because it's a 7-6 team, a 7-6 team, and then 2 6-7 teams. Now, if you lose and Dan loses, same thing, but Caesar's in the playoffs, and there's 1 2 3 4 6-7 teams and a 7-6 team.
Oh my God. If Chris beats me, the matchup that we will have in week 14,
mm-hmm,
between Dan and Chris,
mm-hmm,
would be absolutely epic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it would. Yes, absolutely, it would. And would put Chris
at 8-6
in the playoffs with a win. Well, it would put him in the running for the playoffs. There's some other stuff that has to happen.
He would be 7-7 if he wins out.
Right now, I'm not going to bring week 14 into it because we're going to have 110 more variations on this thing. Okay. But that's essentially what we're looking at, probably. Because, frankly, sorry, Chris. Clyde, I'm assuming you're winning. Jason, I'm sorry. Joe, I'm assuming you're winning. Eric. Matt, I'm not sorry. Eric, you're winning. So really, the only variables here are my matchup with Carlos,
yep,
and Dan's matchup with Cesar.
Yep.
And those are the determining factors.
What wrench gets thrown in there if Jason wins?
If Jason wins? Yeah, let's talk about it. If Jason wins, and we're assuming that you still beat Chris?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. If that happens, oh, man. So Joe drops down to fourth. Eric clinches in second. And that's assuming also a Caesar win. If Dan manages to win and Jason manages to win, the top 1-5 teams clinch.
Mm.
With just me and Carlos rotating in and out. If I win, I get third. If Carlos wins, he gets fourth.
Losers in sixth.
Losers in sixth.
Got it. Making...
So really... Actually, that's the same result whether or not Jason wins. If Dan wins,
mm-hmm,
the top five teams clinch.
Mm.
And the only outlier is me and Carlos switching back and forth between sixth. And that makes week 14.
So Dan
real
is
weird.
The linchpin.
Dan, some fucking how. God damn.
Watch
it.
Watch his matchup go down to the fucking wire. And be decided by point one,
uh-huh,
the ultimate Clyde.
Yeah, on like Thursday too, right? So we have no idea what the fuck is actually happening until Thursday. Thursday is when Sleeper runs stat corrections.
There it is. I was like, Thursday Night Football, that's week 14.
Nope.
I want the last playoff spot to be decided on week 14, the Thursday after, with stat corrections. Because I'm here for the amount of anger that would evolve. Like, I would hope that I'm sitting here next week or 2 weeks from now, and you're like, I don't know. Right now it's me, but tomorrow it might be somebody else. I don't know. And then you just shouting into the void and me just sitting here sipping my tea.
I would like to make a proposition to Carlos Medina.
You bunch of bastards.
Carlos. And everyone who's listening, but mostly Carlos. If we tie, we clinch all six spots.
That is the most bullshit.
Assuming Dan wins.
That is the most bullshit thing I'd ever heard. If you do this, you're both. I will vote you both out. We'll start a petition.
Like you wouldn't do it.
I would not.
Lies.
Because I would look, if it was me and you in the same situation, you know what we would do? Look at each other and go, fuck you. I want to knock you out.
Correct. We would also maybe just start Bobby Wagner and Jordan Brooks and see what happens.
That you could talk me into in a heartbeat. Like, I'd be down. I was down to do it early this season, but somewhere didn't want to do that. Not pointing any fingers here. We're saying any names, Mike.
Anyway, that was the long, convoluted playoff machine. Hope you hung in there with us. So that's most of the stuff we have to talk about. And I figured, since we couldn't do it last week because I was sick, and because our trade deadline was yesterday.
It was.
And by the way,
bastards.
No trades. No trades went down.
Not from lack of trying.
Nobody offered me anything.
Why would I? You already got what you
wanted.
We
had a quorum. We had a quorum. We could have had a 5-team trade go through.
No, we could. 5-team my ass. We could have had a 4-team trade all beat the shit out of the 5th team until he acquiesced to our requests. But the 5th team... Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair point. We should have worked on a 4-team trade. That's our bad. Next time. But prior to the trade deadline, we had a bit of a blockbuster go down, huh?
I still think it might have been one of the biggest trades we've ever done.
I think that is a correct statement. Yes.
You can't trade both Jalen Hurts and Christian McCaffrey and shit not go to...
You can't trade Christian McCaffrey and have shit not hit the fan.
I know, because this was the third time I attempted this shit this year, and all three times people lost their fucking minds.
Every time Christian McCaffrey has been involved in a trade, people lose their fucking minds. Rightfully so, because...
It's CMC.
Why are you trading Christian McCaffrey? We can actually answer that question as the two other people involved in that trade. Well, would you like to discuss it?
Yeah, let's do it.
You're the architect.
Well, I wanted Christian McCaffrey, and the last time I got him, everybody lost their fucking minds. So I went, fuck it. Since I couldn't get a running back from anybody that was a, you know, pure upgrade that I wanted, and three other teams would not give me their fucking wide receivers. You know what it came down to? I wanted an upgrade to my my flex spot. And I could not.
You wanted an upgrade. Fuck you. You got Christian McCaffrey.
I wanted an upgrade to my flex spot.
Go fuck yourself.
I did, though. Like, I wanted either a wide receiver or a running back. And when I couldn't get what I wanted because everybody was, like, asking for what did he want? Fuck, I'm on raw plus for a running back. I went, well, fuck it. If I'm going to give up my entire team, I'm going to get CMC. Fuck you guys. I'll be done with it. So I traded all of my depth, every last bit of it. I have no backup wide receivers that are worth mentioning. I don't have a backup running back worth a damn. The only thing I got really is Goddard, who's dead at the moment, for CMC. And then, you know, Herbert, because I wanted an upgraded quarterback, which has gone great for me.
I was going to say, you have not played him yet.
I know. And both times he's been my leading quarterback. I should learn, right?
Wait, he got 13 points and he was your leading quarterback?
Yep.
Rough day.
Yep.
Yeah, and I have been trying to get Jalen Hurts since week 5. This really what this amounts to is it is a redo of a trade that we had ready to go in like week 5.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where you, spoiler alert for everybody, Clyde was getting Achan, I was getting Jalen Hurts and DeAndre Swift, Chris was getting my left testicle and your pinky
right
toe.
Testicle.
No, he's getting Amon-Ra from you and some other, I don't even remember what I was throwing in. But the Achan injury derailed that whole fucking thing.
Thank Christ. That trade would have been so bad for me in
yeah,
the long run.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been a turning point for a lot of people. Chris included.
Chris would have come out like a fucking banshee, dude. Like,
I still think, I mean, he came out well in this one just because of volume, because he didn't have players to start, and he needed players to start. I needed a quarterback who wasn't Justin Herbert, clearly based on recent performance. And you got CMC.
And Herbert, which means I get the stack.
Yeah, and then you spent 2 weeks trying to trade Herbert.
I did.
I am shocked that you did not offer him to Chris.
I felt like that would have been too much a kick in the face. Like, hey, remember that one quarterback guy gave you that shot?
That was selling Dobbs right there is a case study in selling high, though. Like,
oh, it was perfect.
Josh Dobbs is clearly a top five quarterback for the rest of the season. And never mind. Never mind. Immediately, never mind. Just right after he destroys my team.
Yeah. No, like, I tried multiple trades over the last week. I tried four different teams that I could think of trying to get different players just for depth, and I couldn't make a single one of them work.
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing about this trade, and honestly, most, if not all, trades that at least I've been involved in this season, it required so much goddamn effort on the communication front, just in terms of like getting in touch with people. And like, there was a phone call made to Chris. There may have been a subsequent phone call made to Chris. I don't remember if we called him once or twice. Any trade I've made, with Caesar being the outlier here, because Caesar, I'm gonna put you on blast. I know you're not listening anyway. I messaged him 48 times with no response, and I would just poke and go, "Hey, bud. Trade? What about that trade? Hey, how about that trade?" And then he would just either decline or accept with no it's conversation, Caesar. No counter, nothing. Like, I remember seeing. So this is also something I've realized is when I get a message, a sleeper notification that says in our league that a trade has gone through, my immediate reaction is blinding anger. Like I haven't even looked at it yet, and I'm just like, what the fuck? What do you mean? Get the fuck out of here. So that happened for the Marquise Brown trade, and I looked at it and I went, oh, that
was my reaction.
I'm in it.
That was my reaction. I saw a trade and got down, and then you were involved. I was like, this motherfucker. What did he do? This son of a bitch.
That has not worked out for me, by the way.
I didn't think it was going to. I just thought that you got the better end of that deal.
I just wanted to get Gus Edwards off my team. I'm going to be honest.
Anyway,
with
I take
you.
It back. He got the best end of that deal so far.
Mm-hmm. Although Gus didn't do much this last week, and Marquise
Brown
did.
Well, it had to
did,
make up so. For the one trade he made earlier this season.
Well, what it is Gus Edwards and Marquise Brown, they can only be good separately. If only one of them can have a good game at a time. So Marquise had this weekend. Gus will have next weekend when I need to play Marquise. The point being, we had a lot of trades this season.
We did.
And I don't feel like we had a lot of trades with a lot of teams. It was a lot of very localized. Like, it was the same
was
four done. Teams just swapping players back and
was
forth.
Was done between five teams.
Yeah. Yeah, it was half the league making trades. Not for lack of trying with the other half, as far as I'm aware, but.
Oh, no, there are multiple. So many. Javonte's injury last week stopped two. Him having that neck injury in the middle of the game stopped me from selling his ass off to him.
So here's something I was thinking. We did the last time we did, we kind of like redid the, well, we did a supplemental side draft.
Okay.
Thanksgiving side draft. And that got me thinking, but usually we do like what team are you, or what thing is your team, and I and we do this for us. I enjoyed the draft. So then I was thinking, like, what other drafts could we do?
Okay.
And then we ordered pizza.
Oh, God.
So I thought we could do a pizza topping draft.
Oh, this is going to get into, we're going to fight. You're right. This is going to be a fight.
And I'm aware that this might make the episode go from what looks to be about 45 minutes to quite possibly 3 hours and 45 minutes. You could mute the Titanic and then listen to this while you watch it. It'll sync up.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's going to start off light and easy, because I think we got 1-2 already sewn up.
To be clear, I get first pick because you're better than me.
I'm going to need you to clip that. I'm gonna need you to clip that and send that to me, because if you don't, I'm gonna clip it, and it's gonna be my ringtone for any time you call.
You're right. I'm gonna erase that. I get first pick because you're in first.
No, no. I'm gonna need you to clip that and send it to me. You piece of shit.
And which gives you second pick, and then, well, I don't know. You want to do three rounds?
Yeah.
Great. So I already know that people are going to be upset about this immediately the second I take it.
Yep.
But I'm taking sausage.
I was going to take sausage second because I thought you were going to take pepperoni.
No. No, I'm taking sausage.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, when we talking sausage, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking sausage. Mm. Are you thinking like thin crust sausage, or are you thinking like Luminati's sausage patty across the whole pizza?
I mean, well, now we're just talking about pizza styles, which is a different draft. I am talking like Chicago style Italian sausage. If it's in a full patty over a deep dish pizza, awesome. If it's crumbled over a thin crust pizza, also awesome. Cool. I just want my nice Chicago style Italian sausage, ideally with fennel.
Are we doing just one topping, or are we doing a style of pizza?
We're doing toppings.
Okay, okay, okay. It don't change my answer. Because 1-2 is pepperoni.
Yeah, no, it's obviously pepperoni.
Which is the like, solidest that's why I feel choices. Like
people are probably mad right now, because pepperoni has a very good shot to be 1-1 overall. And I think probably the nation would agree that
it's
pepperoni
is 1-1
overall.
It's 1-1A, 1-1B, man.
Yeah,
like,
it's, that's true.
They're
that's,
right there.
That's true.
They're right there.
Yeah. See, so like, and that's the thing. Like, first round, easy, done.
Yeah,
obvious.
Done.
Now, the thing about the pepperoni though is you got to use like the little ones that like cup up and then they like char real nicely.
I'm gonna say that it's gonna be hard for me to like do toppings after that.
Right, because we usually get sausage pepperoni.
You hit
and we're
the
done.
Two.
Right.
What I'm gonna suggest, seeing as we know 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Pizza. Draft pizzas.
Draft pizzas.
Yeah.
Using those two toppings?
No. Like, we know the toppings. Like, we can do the toppings.
I mean, I can keep going with toppings. You got your green pepper. You got your fresh basil. You got your garlic.
Okay.
You got
okay,
your fresh
okay,
mozzarella. Okay, sure, you got your mushrooms, your onions.
I just thought there was
somebody's
more.
Somebody's going to get anchovies somewhere for some reason.
Jason.
Probably.
He's in the bottom. That's where he.
Now we're just. This is a mixed kicker. This is an outrage. We're drafting.
No.
We're making
2-1
people pizza toppings.
2-1 topping. Go.
What did I say earlier? First of all, we're agreeing that cheese is not a topping. Cheese is a given, right?
Correct.
Okay. Then I will go with, oh man, see, it's tough because I like a good sausage green pepper pizza.
Yeah.
But green pepper doesn't offer a whole lot of like flavor.
Yeah.
Good crunch is nice.
Yeah.
But I like something that's got some flavor to it.
Okay.
Red pepper. That's okay. Got some sweetness on it.
Oh,
you could go red pepper here. There's a case for that to be made. I'm gonna go with fresh basil.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah. Now that goes better, in my opinion, with pepperoni than with sausage.
I know. That's why I was gonna take it next. Like, that was gonna be my 2-2. You piece of shit. God damn. All right. So there's a specific reason why I wanted to do pizza versus topping.
Mm-hmm.
It's because like I've got several that are good toppings on specific pizzas.
Well, sure. Like fresh basil is probably not going on a. No, fresh basil is great on our pizza. Never mind. I changed my mind. It's great on everything.
With toppings in mind, I'm gonna take red onion.
Red onion.
Yeah.
Specifically, red onion.
Yeah.
Hard disagree.
On
hard
the type of
disagree.
Pizza, like.
Red onion is a topping in general. We can have a discussion about burgers too, but red onion as an onion feature is terrible.
Maybe I'm thinking
it's
about the wrong
too
onion.
Aggressive.
I'm
of
thinking
a
about
flavor.
The onion that goes with like barbecue chicken pizzas.
Yeah, red onion.
Yeah. Like I said, by itself, it is like I would never get a red onion pizza. That's just fucking dumb. But in conjunction with a couple other things, fuck yes, red onion always elevates.
I'm sorry, are you suggesting? Pause the draft.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting that you would draft a barbecue chicken pizza?
I think there are three in mind that I would. There are three pizzas right now that I'm thinking about that I would draft. You would not
tell
once
me
consider.
You lived in California
without telling me that you lived in California. Because that is, I believe, the California Pizza Kitchen signature pizza.
I didn't say it was second or third, man. Like, it's up there, though.
Shouldn't even be on the list. It's not even pizza. It's a flatbread.
I like flatbread, man. What can I say?
And I like fat bread. Give me the pizza.
Frat bread is just fucking...
Frat bread is like
meat lover's pizza, and you cannot convince me otherwise.
Frat bread is the Domino's that you ordered and then went to sleep, and you left it on the floor, and you knocked over the 2-liter of Mountain Dew, and there was like a beer in it. That's frat bread.
You said Domino's, and that is incorrect. It's Manzo's pizza. That's fucking football field size. That's because
we
had
bougie taste in college and refused to order Domino's. We order Domino's all the time.
It had nothing to do with the fact that it was wasn't Domino's.
Yes, I know. It was 18 by 26 inches, and then we felt like it was a challenge.
Exactly.
Never successfully ate that pizza. That is a frat bro
pizza if you ever describe one in your life.
I do now want to like invent a frat bread pizza, though. That seems like it should be a thing. Fine. Let's do pizza styles. We're redraft. We're new draft.
New draft.
Go ahead.
Hit it. You got one.
No. Yeah, I'll give you 1-1 because I already took 1-1 in the last draft, so you can have it.
Fine.
Also makes my choice easier. I know. Actually, it doesn't because I know what you're taking.
Pepperoni sausage. Yeah, that's pretty
cool. Well, that's not a style. Those are toppings again.
Then give me the meat lovers because it has all that shit on there plus bacon.
These are ways that pizza are topped. I thought when you said pizza style, we were talking like Detroit style, New York style, Chicago style.
Hold on. If that's I'm taking deep dish and you can fuck right off.
First of all, how dare you? Second of all, fine. I will take the superior Chicago style, which is tavern style.
Cool. Then my ass is going back to the East Coast and taking the fucking Brooklyn style New York slice pizza.
The skin flap?
Hell yeah.
You're taking the skin flap?
Yeah.
Great. Then I will take Detroit style.
You can keep that shit. I got deep dish at the house, motherfucker. I ain't need your shit no way. Fine. In that case, give me the fucking...
Then I'm going to skip you. No, you know what? Go ahead. I'll let you make a pick.
I want the uber Italian shit, the margarita pizza.
Oh, the Neapolitan pizza?
Yeah, give me that Neapolitan shit.
Great, because then I get the most slept on style of pizza everywhere.
Tombstone?
New Haven style pizza. Give me that shit.
The fuck is New Haven style
pizza?
That's
the huge pizza that's cut into all the like little tiny triangles. And that Peace in Chicago. Peace is New Haven style pizza.
The fuck is New Haven style pizza? I gotta look this shit up. Hold up.
It's delicious.
Making up shit on the fly.
See, this is why I slept on. Nobody knows what the fuck it is. They have New Haven style pizza has the worst marketing agency in the history of pizza.
Well, fucking, that's just a fucking New York slice.
Exactly. It's a hack. Except, oftentimes, the sauce is either on top, kind of like a Chicago-style deep dish, or it's like a white pizza with like a garlic oil instead. One of the best pizzas I've had from Peace, actually, is a white, just garlic oil pizza with pepperoni and fresh basil. Delicious.
Yeah, I used to get that in New York for like $2 a slice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which I drafted 2 rounds ago.
Right. And I got... It's younger cousin in the 3rd round. Great. Great for me. Delicious. You got Eli Manning, and I got Cooper Manning.
Whoa. I got Peyton, and your ass got Eli. Let's be very clear on that. That's fine.
I'll take the 2 Super Bowls over the 1.
You got 2.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. He was on the Broncos, wasn't he?
That's true.
Yeah. The only one I remember is the one against the Bears.
That there is another fucking pizza.
We have exhausted all pizza styles. Now, we will draft frozen pizzas by brand.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, here we go. Hold on. Okay.
What are we doing?
Okay.
Right,
Doesn't matter. What we are doing is waiting for pizza to arrive, and it is very clear to anybody that's listening to this. Like, they started off with pizza topics, and
there's a better than average chance the pizza has been here for like 45 minutes, and Jennifer just like fell asleep, and they didn't ring the doorbell.
There's a 100% chance whoever's listening to this heard pizza topic draft, and they went, these motherfuckers are eating pizza. And we're not, because it's not here yet.
If this episode does not cause
everybody that we know who is currently listening to this podcast to order pizza, I'm going to be upset. This should cause mass pizza cravings. Now, I will go back 4-1-1 in the frozen pizza draft, and I will take, everybody's going to get mad at this because nobody likes it but me, home run in.
Yeah, you are so wrong. It is disgusting.
It's fantastic.
It is awful.
It's great.
I've never had one that I enjoyed.
That's outrageous. What are you taking?
DiGiorno.
That's fine.
You take home run 1-1.
Yeah.
And you scoff at DiGiorno.
I do. That's correct.
I can't even look at you right now. I'm going to look out this fucking window, wait for this pizza to get here.
Well, I win again because at 2-1, I'm going to take Screaming Sicilian. It's got the mustache on the box and everything.
Now, that one I give you credit for. That was all right. That's all right. I'm going to go. Ooh, I got two. And I can't decide. The nostalgia vibe tells me I got to go Tombstone.
I haven't had a Tombstone pizza in like 1,000 years. I remember them being very good. As you know,
they were solid. There's nothing special about them, but they're solid.
Yeah.
And the nostalgia there. Oh.
I think living in Chicago, like, I don't ever buy this, but I think living in Chicago, I have to take Connie's as a rule.
That's fair.
Now, as my third round pick.
My third round, it's not going to be special. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be flamboyant.
I already know what it is, and I considered it in the second round.
But it is super fucking cheap every time, yeah. And it's always hit the spot. Give me that Jax.
Yeah, Jax. Yeah,
give
yeah.
me that Jax.
Jax is
son.
Great, but here's the thing with Jax. Jax is only drafted in this spot, assuming you either get a 3 or 4 for like $8.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like,
no.
Like you're not paying much.
You're not paying more than
because you're
not paying more than
you're eating probably two of those motherfuckers at a time.
Got it. It is perfect for that, like, I just got stoned a little bit ago, and I ate some, and I am not waiting that long mm-hmm. for some fucking takeout. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the next draft. Ready? Yeah. Rapid fire pizza topic.
Let's go.
Not pizza topic. We're doing shitty pizza restaurant. Like,
oh,
like
gotcha,
not
gotcha,
like
gotcha,
like you
gotcha,
know like
gotcha,
the
gotcha,
chain
gotcha,
restaurant.
Gotcha.
You go first.
I'm gonna take Domino's, but it's not for the pizza.
Yes.
Listen, I want the pizza, but you know what I want is that crazy cheese bread shit.
Do they have crazy cheese? Domino's doesn't have it. Do they?
They got the best one of that
I'm
shit.
Sure you're talking
because
Caesar's.
It's cheese,
Caesar's
all bread with cheese in the middle, and more bread, and then you get the marinara sauce. That's fucking
literally
legit.
Never had that in my life. Oh. I've had that from Papa John's.
No. But right. Papa John's has one too, but it's not as good.
All right. Thank you for taking Domino's, but also you've made this incredibly difficult for me.
You came in riding high, and then all of a sudden you had to think about it for a second.
I got to think about it. I'm going to go with Jets. I'm going to go with Jets Pizza.
I didn't know that was a shitty chain restaurant.
I like it, it's not shitty. That's kind of the point, but it is
okay.
A chain.
Okay.
I'm going to take Jets. I feel good about it. Jets is like too expensive though, is the main
that's
thing.
What
like
I'm
that's
thinking.
My criticism
like,
with Jets
pizza,
is like it's
a
too
pizza
expensive.
Chain? Should not cost me $20 for a pizza.
Yeah, like I shouldn't go like, why am I doing this and not getting just like pizza from like an actual restaurant
right?
that
that's,
doesn't
that's
have a
whole
process
thing.
Shit. You're right. You've changed my mind. I'm switching my pick. Pizza Hut. I'm going Pizza Hut.
Hey, crazy thought here.
Yeah.
Never enjoy Pizza Hut.
Really?
Never.
In that case, I'm keeping Jets and fast forward, I'm taking Pizza Hut at 2-2.
Fuck you. You took Pizza Hut 1-1-1-2, bitch. Come on. All right. That leaves me 1-3. This one will
nope,
be.
No, you're 1-1. Or 2-1. Yeah.
This one will be controversial because nobody I know likes it. But I have always enjoyed Papa John's.
Papa John's is shit. Papa John's is straight up garbage. Dan
always,
fucking loves Papa John's.
Always have loved
I
Papa John's.
I hate Papa John's. The sauce
every iteration.
Is too sweet. The sausage, although I will say, as a general rule at all of these places, with the exception of Jets, actually, I don't get sausage.
Yeah.
Because I don't trust it. It usually tastes fucking weird.
Yeah.
All of these restaurants, the toppings in question are pepperoni, maybe something else, but almost always pepperoni crust
veggies,
board.
Because the veggies they have to keep.
I usually like from Domino's, it's just straight pepperoni. Yeah. Pizza Hut, straight pepperoni. Jess is the only one I'll get creative with, honestly. Papa John's is sweet hot trash. It's a trash
that
circle.
Jets, what was it, the buffalo chicken pizza?
Haven't had it.
Fucking legit.
Hear good things. Haven't had
you
it.
You would not enjoy it.
Well, did they put ranch on it? No, fuck, I don't fuck with ranch. Fuck
I don't usually fuck either,
that.
But that shit fucking slaps, dude. It's so good.
That is the first time I've ever heard you say it fucking slaps, dude. It slaps, dude.
Been hanging out with the kids at work too often.
But it's just fire, good. Yo. It's fire.
No, you're the one that gets me every time they say it. I'm like, if you say that one more fucking time around me, I'm going to smack you in the face. I don't care how many times they can write my ass up. Anytime I ask them if anything's good, they're like, oh, no, it's Gucci. And then they just walk away, and I'm like, I will love strength.
No cap. No cap, bro. No cap.
I'm going to throw some shit at you, man. Anyway.
Oh, so you're wait, so you took Papa John's, and then John's. I'm taking Jets then.
Or did we, wait, what happened?
You ruled you Jets out. Don't look at me. I didn't do it.
I didn't rule Jets out. I just took Pizza Hut first. I flip-flopped them. And then so you're taking Papa John's over Jets?
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm taking Jets.
But I'm going cheap. Like, I'm going like the...
Fine. Okay, fine. We'll rule Jets out for expense.
Yeah.
If you're taking Papa John's and Domino's is off the board and I already took Pizza Hut, I think that leaves me... Okay, this is most likely a regional thing. I don't know that it actually exists outside of Chicago.
Do it.
But Sarpino's.
That's what I knew you were going
yeah.
with.
Yeah, I don't, because I'm not about to take Little Caesars.
That's what I'm going with, 3-1. Give me that $5 pizza that's rotten ready and I ain't going to wait.
I have gone to town.
There is a huge asterisk for Little Caesars.
Sure.
I am drunk.
And I am not called. I am walking in. I am getting a $5 hot and ready pizza. It is neither hot nor was it ready. And then I am walking out.
I am not waiting more than 2 minutes. And I am in no way, shape, or form driving away from this place.
Yeah.
Someone else is either driving or I'm walking.
Right, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, 100%.
And then in the morning, I will hate myself.
I don't think it takes that long. I think you hate yourself after about 2 sleeps. You're just like, I mean, yeah, this is fine.
Probably pizza in some form or fashion.
Yeah, yeah, like, I think, where would Little Caesars fall on, like, the frozen pizza scale? Like, at what point would you rather have the frozen pizza? Like, where's the brand line?
Here, so Jack's is at the bottom.
Sure, yeah, I'll take a hot and ready over that. We're over an
Tombstone
hour, by the way.
Tombstone is right below it.
Tombstone is below. So you're taking a hot and ready over a
I
Tombstone.
I think that's the line. It's Tombstone.
Okay. So you're going to take Scream and Sicilian over a hot and ready.
Yeah.
That's... That objectively line. The best sentence to ever exist on this podcast. Might be my new team name or the episode title or both. I don't know. Okay. So after Little Caesars, I don't think there's I can't think of another garbage pizza restaurant and that I know of off the top of my head. Oh, I have one, but, like, I'm picking it because it's, like, the last kid on the field.
Mm-hmm.
CC's Pizza.
Oh, God.
That's like it.
You know, there was a time
there's where so, Carlos is probably in his car just screaming about whatever pizza restaurant we forgot about, yeah, but, like, I don't know.
There was a time for CC's when you were younger. They're like, I want to go to CC's.
At no point have I ever been that child. No, I
okay,
did. I never
I
wanted.
Just grew up in a place
I wanted to go
nothing.
To like you could maybe make the argument for like Chuck E. Cheese, but I don't like. Yeah, I never wanted to go to CC's ever.
That's maybe it was because our CC's had an arcade in the back.
I mean, so I grew up like not that far from a Pizza Hut buffet, which is the superior pizza buffet.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
By far.
Absolutely.
They got, you know, the breadsticks you can just shove in your pants.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I ever shoved a breadstick in my pants, but I did shove enough of them in my mouth.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Because they're hot and ready.
No, right. That was the thing. Like, I grew up with a Pizza Hut buffet down the street. And, like, even then, I was like, I'll go because I want pizza. But, like, you know there are better options.
Sure.
Their breadsticks, top tier. Their pizza, mid.
Here's the caveat on Pizza Hut.
Okay.
We're going to go all the way back to the start.
That's fine.
I am drafting specifically the Pizza Hut pan pizza.
Okay, yeah.
No other version of Pizza Hut exists, as far as I'm concerned. Fair. It is the Pizza Hut pan pizza, and that is the only pizza that you get from Pizza Hut, period.
Fair. Where's the pizza, man?
I don't know. But in case y'all couldn't tell, we have a pizza coming. So, because we have a pizza coming, we're going to stop fucking talking about pizza. Because I'm pretty sure we've been talking about pizza for roughly a half an hour. Actually, about 40 minutes. So, you got the super kicker.
Now, do us a favor. Go support
pizza. Go support your local pizza establishment. Yeah. Do not buy. Oh, God.
Walk in and tell them that we sent you there for $1 off.
Yep.
Of nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Name your local pizza place. We called them. We said, hey, man, Carlos is coming in. Give him a George Washington off. Go get some pizza and watch your team hopefully do worse than my team in week 13.
Just know, as you are all fighting for your playoffs positions, I am better than you. This is a factual statement that I can verify with our standings. And specifically to Carlos, should you and Mike not tie and you do in fact lose, I am open for bribes. I can be paid off in beer and tequila and whiskey and money, which I use for all of those
things. Why was money like all the way down there?
Because the money I get would go to those things directly.
It's really just more efficient to be bribed with the other things. Okay. Y'all set your lineups. Normally I'd warn you about the trade deadline, but hey, that's passed. That's it.
Have fun.
Fuck you, Dan. But like seriously, if you could win, because that helps almost everybody.
I'm rooting for Eric to get second.
I know, because you have a crush on Eric this season.
I don't know what it is, but I am here for Eric. Go, Eric.
All right.
This week, I get to crush Chris's soul. I officially beat the shit out of the bottom two tiers. Just let's add Chris to the bunch.
Yes, destroyer of hope. You know, you're taking yourself. My battery is going to die.
Okay. I'm done.
Bye.